This Women's Month, Dis-Chem Foundation and Cape Talk are out to make a difference by helping charities that help women. Today's Random Act of Kindness is for Women for Women, an organization that teaches life skills to underprivileged girls. Cindy Nell Roberts is the founder of the organization and is on the line to tell us more.
Hello, John.
Hello, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm slowly go well, not so slowly. I'm fairly quickly going mad. How are you?
Same.
Hey, you're running an organization that needs a sane person at the head of it. So please halt and reverse. Tell us a little bit more about Women for Women and what you started it and when you started it and what you do.
Yeah, John, we through my years of charity with Miss South Africa, I noticed that there was such a need, specifically in township areas, for non-traditional education. You know, all the things that you learn in a privileged home, but you don't learn in a typical township situation where your father's left when you're two, your mother is perhaps working a job which is far away, or many children, you know, sit with alcoholic parents, drug abuse parents, and they cooped up in shacks. And specifically young girls are very oppressed, and they don't learn all the basic things that you can imagine. I mean, with the basic self-defense, personal safety, how to report a crime, menstrual health, sexual health, the A to Z of contraception, basic finance, basic entrepreneurship skills.
So it really is a wide range of skills that you're trying to pass on.
Even to personal grooming, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and confidence. So we run 25 projects around townships around the country, and we have volunteer teachers and facilitators, mentors, that we train. And we have a comprehensive curriculum, videos, PowerPoints, and we get together in the local little town hall or school with these mentors, and the girls come to class after school. You know, they don't have extramurals to go to. They have to sometimes just go back to their little shack and sit there. So they come to class after school. We give them books and pens. Sometimes we even buy them food and pay for their transport to get there. And then we basically do these life skills and self-development courses. And it's really the most incredible thing. I mean, we see girls from, even from areas like Morningstar here in Cape Town, where we have girls who have learned how to, you know, they come from abusive families, but they've learned how to write a CV, dress for an interview, do public speaking, present themselves. We've seen them come out of very, very bad situations to going flying, finding themselves jobs, getting themselves a little apartment.
It sounds really hugely impressive, Cindy, and it's just another example of how behind the scenes so many South Africans are making a very positive difference in less privileged lives. Let's bring in now Sherry Saltzman of the Dis-Chem Foundation. Sherry, I mean, what I've just heard Cindy telling us is exactly the reason why you want to help them.
Absolutely. You know, the youth are the future of tomorrow. And if they do not have the skills to help them achieve their goals and their dreams, then they're not going to do it. And you know, the country needs the youth to succeed in order for the country to survive and make something of itself. So we believe at Dis-Chem that these girls deserve the chance. They deserve the opportunity. And organizations like Women for Women are doing that for these young girls. They're educating them in things that they would never have been educated in. And Dis-Chem and the Dis-Chem Foundation would like to give Cindy and Women for Women 120,000 Rand towards their cause. I know times have been really tough with COVID. I don't think there's been much sponsorship going on there. And if we can help these girls and change the lives of these girls and ultimately change South Africa, then if this little contribution is going to help do that, then we're only too happy to do it.
Cindy, I was expecting a drawn-in breath from you.
Gosh, I actually have goosebumps. I was not expecting that at all. Sherry, I have no words. I don't even know what to say to you. I actually, I didn't mention this to John, but we would have had to cancel our program this year. We're starting our next program. We were supposed to start the 1st of August, and We actually had all the girls lined up. We had all the facilitators lined up. I'm sorry, I'm feeling so emotional. And we actually have just been preparing to email them to say that we're going to have to move it to March because we've had no funding this year. So thank you so much to you and this game. Yvonne, thank you so much for being such an angel in this process, because that means that we can go ahead with our we can go ahead with these projects this year. And I mean, we will be, you know, we will essentially be making a very big difference in a 10-month program for hundreds of girls. So thank you very much, Sherry.
Cindy, you're not the only one with tears. I promise you, everybody in the studio is crying as well. So that's just so wonderful.
It's really funny for us to run the project, just get it up and running again. Thank you so much, guys.
That is Cindy Nell Roberts, a very happy and tearfully happy Cindy Nell Roberts of Women for Women. And thank you very much to Sherry Saltzman and the Dis-Chem Foundation for doing what they do.